We're asking the question here, do we have the blessed beard? Do we wear the Imam al-Sharif? Do we wear white according to the Sunnah of the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam? And you may think, a lot of people that are watching this, and they may be thinking, well, this is, you know, this is a, you know, we watch Madani channel, and we can see that it's a Dawat Islami thing, yeah? Dawat Islami, those brothers that are wearing the Madani ilabas, as they call it, what is the benefit in that? You know, is it just a uniform that they wear just to look as if they're part of a group? With that in mind, the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has said that the Imam al-Sharif, it is the crown of the Arabs. When they leave this, they will lose this respect. Yeah, so it's a self-respect thing. And in another hadith, the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has said that tie the imama, your wisdom will increase. The Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, salah with the imama is equivalent to 10,000 rewards. And my dear Islam brothers, as Muslims, we should know in this dunya, we're always trying to run after, you know, wealth, you know, and we'll look for opportunities to make a little bit more money. If we can buy something, you know, if I can buy this pen for £10 here and I can sell it in £100 somewhere else, I'll buy it. And I'll look for opportunities to increase my wealth. But also the Muslim, what he should do is, he should look for opportunities to increase his blessings as well. He should look for opportunities to increase the rewards in the hereafter as well. So in this particular case, you know, just wearing the blessed Imam al-Sharif on your head, yeah, wearing this and performing your salah, getting 10,000 rewards. You know, if I was to say to you, wear the Imam al-Sharif for every namaz that you read, send me the bill and I'll give you £10 for every namaz you read, everybody will wear the Imam al-Sharif. Yeah? But I'm asking you today, wear the Imam of the Prophet of, I'm not asking you, the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is telling you, wear the Imam al-Sharif, by wearing the Imam al-Sharif, it will increase your reward by 10,000 rewards. This is the, you know, this is the blessings of wearing the Imam al-Sharif. The blessing of wearing, you know, having the beard. Yeah, this blessing of having the beard. Again, you know, Amir al-Sunnah has continuously said to us that we should have a fistful length of beard. Yeah, this is the beard that we should have. And we should measure it from the bottom of the chin there. And you can see it's just coming out, alhamdulillah. You know, and just one of the, I can give you a personal beautiful blessing. I feel it's a beautiful blessing of having the blessed beard on your face. You know, in this country, we're in the West here, and those youngsters that are watching me now that are in the colleges and the universities, or even if you're in the workplace, whatever your environment is, you know, when you have a beard, nobody invites you to a nightclub. Nobody invites you to any place of ill repute. Nobody invites you to any parties where there's going to be alcohol served. Yeah, this on your face is a weapon against shaitan. It protects you.
Subhanallah.
And the brothers will vouch for this, that when you have this blessed beard on your face, what do people invite you to? They don't invite you to the pub or the club. They invite you to the Mehfil-e Milads. They invite you to the Masjid. They invite you to the Yarmis, to the Baris. They invite you to the Ishtamas and the Gathering. This is a weapon against shaitan. And every day, not only that, but by having this blessed beard on your face, when you wake up in the morning, you look at yourself in the mirror, you think to yourself, look, you know what? I've got this on my face, yeah? You know, iska to qadar karna chahiye, you know, I should respect this. I should respect this. You know, I'm not a good person. Yeah, I commit so many sins, but, you know, for the sake of the sunnah of the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam that I've grown on my face, I need to respect this. Yeah, and I need to keep this on my face. Shaitan will try everything. You know, the people out there that are thinking, shaitan will try everything. Those, I know people that have grown the beard and they said to me that, look, shaitan's on my case to shave the beard. Shaitan will try. Shaitan will try his utmost best for you to shave that beard. Because, you know, he will say to you, oh look, you're not pious enough. You're not pious enough to have a beard. You know, aap itne nek to nahi hai, aap ne dari kyun rakhi hai, theek hai? Aap tahajjud thodi padte hain, you don't get up for tahajjud. You don't deserve to have a beard. Yeah? You don't read your namaz 5 times with jamaat. You don't do this, you don't do this. You don't go to the ishtamaa bibi. You don't travel in the Madani kafla every month. Shaitan will say, you know, you're not pious enough. Yeah? Do not give in to the whispers of shaitan. Do not give in to the whispers of the shaitan and keep this beautiful sunnah on your face. You know, we are told that on the day of judgment, we will be raised amongst those people that we, you know, that we follow, that we try and be like, yeah? And if we have hairstyles that are like certain individuals, if we have the lines on our face that are like certain individuals, if we labas or chains or the earrings or whatever like certain individuals, then on the day of judgment, ask yourself, do you want to be raised with them individuals? Or do you want to be raised with those individuals who follow the sunnah of the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Do you want to be raised with those pious people who followed the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam?
I would like to say, you know, the beard itself, this is a sunnah of every prophet.
Subhanallah.
And Sayyidi Ala Hazrat, he mentions as well that the beard is a sign of a Muslim. It's from the shi'ar of a Muslim. It's a sign. And this is what differentiates a Muslim and a non-Muslim, the beard itself. Alhamdulillah. So, the hukum of beard is wajib. Keeping a beard is wajib up to the full fist, and everyone should try their very best to act upon this.
Like you said, a lot of brothers today, so why do we have to wear this uniform? Now, first of all, when we start copying the fashions of the world, we don't ask, well, why am I copying this fashion that's of the time? We just adopt it. Now, the first thing about this Madinah is this, that it is, as it says partway through, in accordance with the Sunnah of Rasulullah. So that's the proper concept that we have to grasp, that we will live our lives by some sort of fashion, whether it's dictated by the culture we've come from, the society we live in, or our friend's circle, whatever they wear. Now here, what Amir al-Sunnah Barakatuhu Aliya is teaching us is this, that don't let your environment dictate what you wear, let the Sunnah of Rasulullah dictate that. That's the first concept. Then, alhamdulillah, this Madni Naam, as you mentioned, it deals with the Imamah Sharif. Now, Imamah Sharif, when you wear it, it is the Taj, it is the crown of the angels.
Subhanallah.
All the Anbiya Ikram wore the Imamah Sharif. Now, Imamah ke saath do rakte, bagair Imamah ke 70 raktu ke barabar hai.
Allahu Akbar.
Essentially, two rakats with an Imamah Sharif on is equivalent to 70 rakats without.
Subhanallah.
So, the thing is, what we have to remember is this. Whenever we worship Allah Azza wa Jal, we worship it to please Allah Azza wa Jal, to gain reward, and gain the pleasure in Allah's beloved Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now, if you're going to pray, alhamdulillah, we pray five times a day. Now, if somebody says, and the example you gave, in monetary terms, which is a good example, because unfortunately today that seems to be what makes us click. And in monetary terms, if somebody said to you, you work 2 hours, I will pay you for 70 hours,
Allahu Akbar.
But you have to wear this specific hat. If you're on a building site, you have to wear a hard hat, for example. The first thing you would do when you got out of bed was you'd make sure you got that.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Why? Because you're being rewarded 70 times, you know, to the equivalent of 2 hours. So the first thing you've got to remember is, namaz to humne padni hai, we're going to read namaz. So if we're going to read it, then what if both of us, me and Simon Bhai, for example, we stand up. We both pray two rakats, but he prays with an imamah and I can't be bothered. He's going to walk away with 70 times more reward, and I'm going to walk away with something, but on the day of judgment, when I look back at the same namaz, Khalid Bhai, I'm going to be upset, aren't I? I'm going to say, look at that. On that same namaz, Allah has just rewarded him so much, and gosh, if I'd warned the imama, I would have had that benefit as well.
And it's not a huge task, is it? It's not as if we're saying, like, you know, you've got to build a wall before you can get this reward.
Allah,
it's as simple as, you know, grabbing hold of an imama and putting it on your head. And yeah, at the beginning, you know, when you were an imama, some people find it difficult at the beginning. Yes, mm-hmm. They'll put it on and it'll go all over the place. It'll go here, it'll go there. You know, you're not there to beautify yourself in that sense, yeah? You know, the intention should be the reward that you can achieve by that. You know, and if you're in an environment, you know, like, Harumba, you work in offices as well, and Alhamdulillah, I work in offices, and maybe you're in an office where you can't wear the Imam Sharif all the time, but at least wear it during the namaz. Hmm?